Off the Ball Breakfast.
Well, you say doing double training sessions. I'd say he's being forced to do double training sessions, and he's there as a shell of a person.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Peter O'Mahony returns to the Ireland pack for Sunday's Six Nations game away to Scotland. We hear from Simon Easterby and Bundy Aki on the raid on Murrayfield. Plus, Ronan O'Gara's exclusive view on the upcoming Wallabies vacancy. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Simon Easterby has made minor alterations to his Ireland starting 15 for Sunday's Six Nations clash with Scotland. Robbie Henshaw will start at outside centre with Gary Ringrose dropping to the bench. The other change sees Peter O'Mahony make his first Ireland start since July's first test with the Springboks, and his introduction means Ryan Baird drops to the bench. Easterby had particular praise today for Henshaw.
I think his consistency has been incredible. His consistency of performance, he doesn't sort of shout from the rooftops about how great he is, you know. And I think it's only those who know and have worked with him and have played with him, and obviously those that have played against him know how good he is. He's incredibly motivated, and he has a real edge to him, even though you don't necessarily see that. And when you guys might meet him, he's tough. He's so tough, and he just brings a wealth of experience to that position. You know, as does Ringer. But we're just very fortunate that we got two incredibly good players in that position. And at the moment in the squad, we have Bundy as well, who is playing well and delivering like he did on the weekend. So Robbie brings a huge amount to the group. He brings confidence to the other players around him, and I think he goes about his business in a way that is kind of understated in the way he is, but the players know he brings big performances in big games, and he's done it time and time again for Leinster and for Ireland.
The standing coach was also asked if O'Mahony's selection was down to his previous performances against the Scots.
He has that ability, doesn't he, to play big when it's needed, and he he has the edge around him in training last week when he wasn't involved. You know, he brought a lot of competition to the group for those that were starting, and he was disappointed not to get the selection, be it in the 15 or the 23 for England. So I think what he does do when he plays against sides like Scotland is he plays right on the edge. He's confrontational. He kind of leads by example. Other players will certainly follow that example, and I think he brings that type of experience that clearly it takes time and cap to build that experience and know-how and knowledge to take on a team like Scotland in Murrayfield. So he brings a lot of different dynamics. He's great around the group, and I've said it before, he's brilliant around the group when he's not involved in the 23, but it's a different dynamic when he is involved.
Bundy Aki's been explaining the current rivalry that exists between Ireland and Scotland.
Every time we played against Scotland, it's always a tough match. You know, Scotland never goes away from the first whistle to the 8th minute. You know, they're there. Like I said, they've got attacking flares all over the park. The likes of, you know, Darcy, Hugh, Dewey, Finn Russell, who runs the ship there. They've got their nines, sharp nines, and then their back rows there, and, you know, they're dangerous. And even I could even go to their props. You know, I think they've got the most meters out there with their ball carriers. So, you know, we've got a big task ahead of us with how Scotland plays. And yeah, you know, playing against Scotland throughout the years has always been a tough match. There's always been one or two tries or scores between us. So I expect nothing less this weekend, or we expect nothing less this weekend.
For his part, Gregor Townsend's made three changes to his Scotland side for Sunday's game. Having replaced Stafford McDowell during last week's win in Rome, Glasgow's Tom Jordan is handed a first Six Nations start at inside centre. Jack Dempsey's named at number 8, meaning Matt Fagerson moves to blindside flanker, and the Perpignan bound Jamie Ritchie is sacrificed. Former Ulster prop Rory Sutherland makes his first start since July, replacing Pierre Schoeman, and Gregor Townsend has been explaining his trio of changes.
They all did well off the bench, I think, with Rory. He's been competing very hard with Pierre for that starting role. He's been in great form this year, Rory, in brilliant physical shape, so he gets the opportunity to start. With Jackie, it was just a case of him getting more minutes. We would like to have him to play the following week, but the Glasgow game got moved a couple of days, but he's trained really well and looking confident, and he made a very good impact, like Tom did. I really thought Tom called for the ball a lot. He was very aggressive and proactive in defence, and it was just a real follow-up from what he'd done so well for us in November.
Sam Skinner will make his first appearance since last year's defeat to Ireland, having been named among a 6-2 split on the bench.
Well, Sam will bring experience, a very good rugby player. He's done really well off the bench for us in some big games, whether it's winning crucial lineouts, defending well, just bring a calming influence to the squad. And we're so pleased that he's fitted in really quickly, as we expected him to. He had a few days off with just some issues around his knee from playing a whole raft of games for Edinburgh, but he's looked really good, and yeah, it's great to have him back.
So let's take you through those teams, starting with Scotland, who have Blair Kinghorn at full back. The wings are Darcy Graham and Duhan van der Merwe. Hugh Jones this week partnered by Tom Jordan in the centre. The halfbacks are Finn Russell and Ben White. It's a front row of Rory Sutherland, hooker Dave Cherry and Xander Fagerson. Johnny Gray and Grant Gilchrist are the lock forwards. Matt Fagerson, as I mentioned, starts at blindside flanker this week. Rory Darge continues at openside. Jack Dempsey comes in at number 8. And on their 6-2 split on the bench, hooker Ewan Ashman, props Pierre Schoeman and Will Hurd. Locks Sam Skinner and Gregor Brown. Flanker Jamie Ritchie. Scrum half Jamie Dobie and centre Stafford McDowell. For Ireland, Hugo Keenan continues at full back. Mac Hansen is fit to start on the right wing. James Lowe continues on the left. Robbie Henshaw gets the nod at outside centre this week. Bundiaki is at inside centre. Sam Prendergast and Jemison Gibson-Park continue in the three quarters. In the front row, it's Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Finlay Beelam. James Ryan and Tadhg Byrne are the second row partnership. And then it's a back row of Peter O'Mahony, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Doris. On the bench for Ireland, Dan Sheehan, Cian Healy, Tom Clarkson, Ryan Baird, Jack Conan, Conor Murray, Jack Crowley and Gary Ringrose. Ronan O'Gara hasn't ruled himself out of coaching the Wallabies. It was confirmed yesterday that Joe Schmidt will leave the job in October when his current deal comes to an end. O'Gara's connection with La Rochelle forward Will Skelton has led to speculation that the former out-half could branch out into the international coaching sphere in the Southern Hemisphere. And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, O'Gara addressed those rumours head-on.
No, of course, George, yeah. It's I think you saw in their November series that they're a serious team, and obviously I coach Will Skelton, you know, so I have a really strong relationship with Will Skelton, so I presume that's where they're putting two and two together. But if the rest of the guys are anything like him, it would be some journey, you know, because you got to enjoy what you do every day. I enjoy seeing him every day, never mind training him. He's just got this really likeable soul, and that for me is what it's about. Coaching Australia, I haven't thought about it genuinely, because I have a game against Leon Saturday week. We have a lot of injuries. We're in sixth place, so we need to get into the top six, kick on, try and make a run in Europe. So, you know, I mean, stuff like that, Shane, Colm, there'll always be speculation, but would it interest you? Of course it interests you, because I think it's a potentially good job, you know. It's the same as asking a soccer manager, like, would he like to, it's not the Real Madrid, obviously, but if you'd like to coach Real Madrid, like Ancelotti, yeah, I'd like to coach Real Madrid, and I'm a rugby coach.
Will Skelton hasn't texted you yet or planted any sort of seed?
He doesn't need to text me. I see him every day. Yeah. I see him all the time, you know. So, like, I actually, he's coming back from injury, so our schedules don't overlap that much. But when he comes, he often brings me up a muffin or two, you know, so see how the boss is, you know, so he keeps me sweet. But he's just... He's got a fantastic way about him.
You can hear much more from the chat with Ronan O'Gara, as well as this morning's visit from Alan Quinlan, and all of our previews of Scotland versus Ireland, including that of Brian O'Driscoll, by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Liam Williams is an injury dead for Wales after missing their final training session ahead of tomorrow's Six Nations clash with Italy. The fullback struggling with a knee injury he picked up in their opening game against France. Warren Gatland's already made two changes to his starting lineup, with Talupe Faletau coming in at number 8 and centre Eddie James in for the injured Owen Watkin. And having been linked with John Cooney, Bordeaux's search for a new scrum half has seen them turn their attentions to Italy, or rather elsewhere in the top couture. Lyon's Martin Pajarello is their new priority, with Jan Lesgourgues departing for Biarritz in the summer. But the 26-year-old Pajarello is coming to the end of his Lyon contract and could be linking up with Joey Carberry and Matthew Jalabert in Bordeaux in the summer. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. Monday to Friday, I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, thanks so much for listening.